This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, January 21, written by George Young. Christ living in our hearts. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. From Ephesians 3. Some people say Billy Graham oversimplified the gospel into a formula that doesn't do justice to the message of the Bible. I'm of the opposite opinion. The message of repentance, believing that Jesus bore the punishment for our sin, the necessity of a clear-cut decision to accept Christ and being born again by the Holy Spirit, is a brilliant summary of the message of salvation, and it is totally true to the Bible. It made the Bible understandable to me, whereas earlier I couldn't grasp its central idea. Reading Billy Graham's Peace with God became the turning point of my life. Certainly, there are biblical themes he doesn't touch on, but salvation was, for me, the key that opened the lock. Salvation has been called the scarlet thread, a theme in the tapestry of the Bible that runs from beginning to end. Being saved isn't an odd idea left over from the days of backwoods revival meetings. It is by grace you have been saved, through faith, says Paul in Ephesians 2, verse 8. People the world over have built temples for their gods. But as Paul said to the people of Athens, the Lord of heaven and earth does not live in temples built by human hands. Christ comes to dwell in our hearts through faith, and we are saved, born again, to a new life. Will you pray with me? We give overflowing thanks to you, O God, that we may know you, because Christ saved us and dwells in our hearts. In his name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.